soon be living in a brand new state. Brand new state.
Tim Rooney is saddling up and heading for Mustang. He's bidding farewell to Mountain and Muskeg and saying howdy to the great Midwest.
It is very flat, very, very flat. And summers there, temperatures 105, typical during the daytime, and winters are very mild, and it is always very windy in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma song about where the wind comes sweeping down the plain is very, very true.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Okay, we'll get to more music later, but for now, Rooney says he's looking forward to the move for a number of reasons. One is that Mustang is a high-growth community.
Having a planning background, that's something that I think you always like to dip your toes in once in a while and get your feet wet, and the high-growth environment is something that I've missed a little bit since leaving Oklahoma, although Wrangell's not high growth. We have grown over the last 3 years, and I'm proud of that.
It's a suburb of Oklahoma City. He says a lot of people choose to live in Mustang and commute to the city for work. Before he lived in Wrangell, Rooney worked as the assistant city manager in Owosso, Oklahoma. He lived there for 17 years and says he still thinks of Oklahoma as his home because it's the longest he's ever been in one place. Rooney grew up in a military family and moved around a lot. He says this is one of the reasons he initially took the job in Wrangell.
I actually lived in Alaska as a child. My father was Coast Guard, and we were stationed in Kodiak. So Wrangell, to me, really reminded me a lot of Kodiak from the early 70s, a small island community, and I fell in love with it as soon as I came here to interview.
He says he'll miss the relationships he's built with people over the last 4 years.
I think we have a great team of department directors and a great team of city employees that are willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. And just that small family environment, I think I'll miss quite a bit.
He counts the downtown revitalization project and the improvements at the Marine Service Center as some of the high points of his time here. On the other hand, he says the hospital project hasn't always gone the way he would have wished.
But I think working with Marla and the positive relations we now have with Wrangell Medical Center and the city and borough of Wrangell, I think that project's on the right track, and it will bear fruit soon.
His advice for the next borough manager? Have thick skin.
I think that's important in a small community. Perhaps mine wasn't thick enough at times. I'd say just know that there's a good group of people here that I think want what's best for Wrangell in the long run. And seek those people out, and they'll help you and they'll keep you sane.
Rooney's tentative start date in Mustang is August 19th. His last official day in Wrangell is August 9th. But he may take a little extra time to pack up, catch the ferry, and make the long drive across the country. Reporting in right, the music. For those of you wondering about the fate of Tim's Totally 80s show on KSTK, his last blast from the past will be July 13th. While I'm pretty sure he won't be playing this next song, be sure to tune in for some other great non-country hits.
Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two.
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
The reason God made all